Current state on 90.5 WKAR. It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we hear from a well-established Lansing organization, Peckham Incorporated, a nonprofit that provides employment and job training for people with disabilities. Joining us to talk about the organization, Michelle Mathis, coordinator of Peckham's AmeriCorps program. Also with us, Greg Lemansky, a Peckham employee. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Michelle, Peckham is a vocational rehabilitation facility. Can you tell us what that means?
So basically folks that have disabilities or other barriers to employment, they are either referred to Peckham or they come in on their own. And it's basically to build those job skills that they need to maintain employment long term.
Okay.
So we have folks that come in from many different referring agencies, and they are placed into one of our job training programs, or we help place them within the community at different job placement sites.
And what kind of jobs are available at Peckham?
Yeah, we have five different lines of business that we use as training opportunities for the folks that actually do work at Peckham. One of those is apparel manufacturing. Another one is supply chain logistics. We have a farm that's actually up and operating, and we're sponsored in a few local Meijer stores as well. Business services, or a better way to think about it, is just call centers. We have a couple different contracts that we're running through our call centers. And our final line of business is environmental services. So folks that are going around and cleaning all of the Peckham-owned and operated buildings, but also all of the state buildings downtown Lansing.
Greg, you suffered a traumatic brain injury. What kinds of challenges did you have finding employment after that?
It was difficult to get into the process of what I needed to do,
okay,
to get employed. And as I am employed, how do I go from there?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so getting from point A to point B,
right,
kind of. What are some of the other common challenges, Michelle, that people with disabilities face when it comes to finding a job?
A lot of it can just be being outside of the workforce for such a long time, not knowing how to interview or how to interact at work with your coworkers. Another barrier could be managing finances in general. That can be a big barrier that some of our folks have. I'm trying to think of some other barriers that you might have.
Well, that covers a lot of ground right there. Michelle Mathis is one of our guests of Peckham Incorporated. She is with coordinator of Peckham's AmeriCorps program. Greg Lemansky is also a Peckham employee, and he is here with us as well. How did you connect with Peckham, Greg?
My departure from the military and my subsequent attendance for college was sponsored by the VA. The VA covered my expenses in college, put me through college.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I was on vocational rehabilitation since I had been injured and put out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
They pointed me in the direction of Peckham, that in fact Peckham was a vocational rehabilitation employer. So perhaps you should try that out, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
See where we go from there.
What kind of work do you do there now?
Essentially, by title, I'm just a high-low driver. Okay. However, I deal with shipping, receiving, special orders, inventory management.
Sounds like the supply chain.
Yeah,
line.
Yeah,
is,
absolutely.
Is that it?
All okay. The way through.
Okay. Michelle, is the aim that people gain some work experience at Peckham and then move from Peckham to a job in the community?
It can be. That is the mission, essentially, that they're going to come to Peckham and address whatever barriers they might have to employment and then be placed out in the community. But we also work off a choice model. So if someone comes into Peckham and they absolutely love the job that they have there and they want to stay for the rest of their life, they're welcome to do that as well.
How many people do you employ altogether?
This is a bit of a guesstimate.
I've been on the production floor at
mm-hmm,
Peckham.
There's
it's
a lot.
Just the apparel manufacturing, the apparel assembly operation is
quite
really
large.
Pretty big.
Yeah. I would say probably around 2,500 total in all of our different locations.
I knew it was in the hundreds.
It's right around
that's
there.
That's a lot of people. Greg, are you hoping to eventually move to a job outside of Peckham? Or
I'm not so sure of that. I actually like working at Peckham. I'm able to apply a lot of the experience I have in industry, the education I have in industry. So I feel that there's a lot I can bring to Peckham to help them be successful.
And Michelle, you're specifically in charge of a program you alluded to just a few seconds ago, the Economic Opportunity Coaching Program. Tell us a little bit about what kinds of services that program offers.
Yeah, it's a Michigan's AmeriCorps program, and it's also help funded by the Peckham Community Partnership Foundation. It provides 16 AmeriCorps members the opportunity to provide direct service to Peckham employees. The members are serving in the areas of financial literacy and employability skills. So they will meet with clients and help them with creating a budget or pulling a credit report to see what's on there and to explore that a little bit more. Starting to plan for retirement, how to write a resume, how to interact with supervisors and other coworkers, any of those skills that someone needs to be successful and to function in the workplace.
Which of those particular financial skills do you think you've seen the greatest need for?
I would say budgeting. So because a lot of our folks have been unemployed for a significant amount of time, they aren't seeing income come in on a regular basis, So they might have Social Security benefits, but other than that, they don't really have other money to manage. So once they make that leap and are employed and are gaining that paycheck every month, trying to figure out how to manage that effectively so that they can provide for themselves and with the goal of one day being able to get off of Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm. And setting financial goals mm-hmm. is a part of the program
yes,
as well. Tell us a little about that.
So anytime one of our AmeriCorps members meets with a client, they use this tool that we call the Individual Coaching Plan, and it helps identify the financial or employment-related goals that the client might have and steps that are going to be necessary to achieve those goals. We also like to set a time frame so it's a little bit more realistic and makes it seem like a little bit more urgent of a thing for the client and for the member to take care of. So something like setting a budget and eventually sticking to that budget to the point where they can begin saving is a common goal that we see, that someone that doesn't know how to save, hasn't learned how to save, and hasn't started doing it, but wants to move towards that. So we'll frequently see someone that sets that budget with the AmeriCorps member, and maybe a month down the road they'll meet with them again, and they'll see that they're really sticking to their budget, and then maybe a couple weeks later they'll notice that they have room to move some of those dollars around within their budget and really start saving for whatever goals they might have.
Greg, you were paired up with an AmeriCorps member in this program. What was your experience like?
It was actually a very good one. I was brought up to speed with my own credit report, which most times I have a hard time deciphering. All I seem to know most often is what's good, what's bad. That's it. Not the ways and means in between to get where I need to go financially.
What kind of goals do you have? A particular goal as a participant in this program?
For example, we could start by recognizing the fact that I just moved down to Lansing from Mount Pleasant. It's a big move. A lot of things change. The management of my money as such during these times is imperative. Bills are still getting paid, and I've still got money saved. Okay, I'm able to budget, I'm able to follow my budget, I'm able to incorporate a discipline that's very necessary to do that.
And student loan debt was part of the challenge here for
At
you?
At this point, I've found that I've taken action on items on my credit report, paid a few things off, my student loan will come out of default, so subsequently it will come off my credit record because they're not going to be begging me for money. They'll be getting paid.
That's got to feel pretty good.
because with good credit comes opportunity.
Michelle Mathis is one of our guests. You just heard from Greg Lemansky, who's an employee at Peckham in Lansing, and Michelle is coordinator of Peckham's AmeriCorps program. How does Peckham fund programs like this economic opportunity coaching?
We get a lot of support from the Peckham Community Partnership Foundation. It's essentially just a board of directors that we have that oversees some of those volunteer dollars that come into the agency and determine the highest need within our agency for that. So we also were funded by the Michigan Community Service Commission through Michigan's AmeriCorps program. So they really split, at least for the AmeriCorps program at Peckham, they split the cost of that grant, which Peckham has seen over time. We've had an AmeriCorps program for several years, and we've seen over time the value of having AmeriCorps members in our agency providing that direct and individualized service. So about 2 years ago, we had applied for a state grant through the Michigan Community Service Commission, who oversees Michigan AmeriCorps, and they decided to award us that grant, and we were able to really expand what the program had been doing previously when we weren't the actual grant holders. So we've been able to place, we had 3 members previously, and now we have 16 that are able to meet with a lot more clients on a regular basis. I think we served or had at least over 2,000 training instances with Peckham employees last year.
Wow. So, if people want to be, if just one of our listeners wanted to be involved at Peckham, are there volunteer opportunities here?
There are volunteer opportunities. They're usually for specific events that we have going on throughout the year, but we're always accepting applications for volunteers at our headquarters right by the Lansing Airport. Things like helping with our art program, helping with some of our holiday parties. We have a golf outing as well that supports the foundation board as well. So some of those events, but you could also apply to be an AmeriCorps member with the program. Mm-hmm. We kind of have slots available still if there's listeners out there that want to apply to be AmeriCorps members. And all of those opportunities are found on the Peckham website.
We have just a few seconds left, but I had the greatest fun with a story a couple of years ago coming out to Peckham and describing the incredible fitness initiative that you have for your employees. How is that going?
It's wonderful. I actually just had my fitness evaluation yesterday, so still recovering from that, but it was a really great incentive program
you
for
hit
us.
You hit the gym at Peckham periodically?
Daily.
Greg? Oh, that's great to know.
That's my lunch hour.
That's great to know. You're doing it right. Well, we want to thank our guests. Michelle Mathis is coordinator of Peckham's AmeriCorps program. Greg Lemansky has also been a guest. He is a Peckham employee. Many thanks.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations for our Neighbors in Action segment, and we know there are people and organizations out there that are doing excellent work, but we need to find out about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State. Or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.